You are standing in the middle of your coop, looking at a bird that you've been told can do it all, but as you weigh that bird in your hands, you start to realize the math just isn't adding up, and the dream of the perfect, all-in-one homestead animal is starting to feel like a very expensive, very loud lie. Today, we are stripping away the marketing and the nostalgia to face the truth about the dual-purpose myth. Should you really raise one bird for eggs and meat? Most people will tell you yes. Because it sounds efficient, it sounds like the way our great-grandparents did it, and it sounds like the ultimate self-sufficiency hack. But if you are tired of birds that take 6 months to put on a single pound of tough meat, or hens that eat twice as much feed as a leghorn, just to give you half the eggs, then you need to listen closely. Because in the world of homesteading, trying to chase two rabbits at once usually means you go home hungry, and that bird in your hand is likely costing you more in feed and frustration than it will ever return in calories or convenience. The cost of ignorance here isn't just a few extra dollars at the feed store, it is the slow, quiet drain on your energy and your resources that eventually leads to burnout. If you want a farm that actually feeds you, instead of a hobby that just drains you, we have to talk about why the dual-purpose bird is the ultimate compromise, and why compromise is the enemy of a productive homestead. I remember when I first started, I bought into the dream of the heritage breed, the big beautiful Orpingtons and Wyandottes that were supposed to be the backbone of my food security. I pictured a freezer full of roasting chickens and a basket full of deep brown eggs, all coming from the same happy flock. It felt right, it felt traditional, but reality has a way of hitting you right in the checkbook. The old way, the way we've been sold through glossy catalogs and social media influencers, suggests that specialization is a modern corporate sin. We are told that a real homesteader doesn't need those freakishly fast-growing meat birds or those high-strung egg machines. We are told that the middle ground is the holy grail. But here is the philosophy you need to internalize. Nature rarely rewards the generalist when the environment is controlled by human hands. On a wild prairie, a generalist survives. On a managed farm, a generalist underperforms. When you choose a dual-purpose breed, you are intentionally choosing a bird that is mediocre at two things instead of excellent at one. You are feeding a massive body frame for months on end, a frame that requires protein and calcium and calories just to wait for an egg that a smaller, more efficient bird could have produced on 40% less fuel. And when it comes time to harvest that bird, you find yourself staring at a carcass that is mostly bone and connective tissue, requiring a 3-day salt brine and a 6-hour slow cook just to make it chewable. That isn't efficiency, that is a sunken cost fallacy, dressed up in feathers. The farm fresh way is about radical honesty with your resources. It's about recognizing that your time is the most valuable commodity on the property, and every minute you spend processing a scrawny, tough bird or cleaning up after a flock that isn't producing is a minute you aren't building the life you actually want. Let's get granular, because the tactics of this myth are where the real damage happens. If you are determined to raise these birds, you have to understand the metabolic trade-off. A hen's body has a limited amount of daily energy. She can put that energy into muscle, or she can put it into an egg-laying cycle. When you ask her to do both, she does neither well. Think about the Rhode Island Red, the poster child for the dual-purpose movement. A production line Rhode Island Red is an egg-laying powerhouse, but she's thin. A heritage Rhode Island Red is a big, meaty bird, but she might only lay 4 eggs a week. If your goal is to fill a freezer, you are looking at 20 weeks of feed for a heritage bird versus 8 weeks for a specialized meat cross like a Cornish Rock. In those extra 12 weeks, you have spent triple the money on feed, you've dealt with 12 more weeks of manure, 12 more weeks of predator risk, and 12 more weeks of your own labor. And the result? A bird that weighs 4 pounds if you're lucky. Compare that to the specialized meat bird that reaches 6 pounds in 2 months. The pitfall here is the free mindset. People think, well, I have the roosters anyway. So the meat is free. No, it isn't. That rooster ate $20 worth of organic soy-free crumble before you put him on the block. That is the most expensive chicken dinner you will ever eat. If you want meat, raise meat. If you want eggs, raise layers. The tactic that actually works is parallel specialization. Have a small, highly efficient flock of layers that stay in their lane and then run a short, intense batch of meat birds once or twice a year. This allows you to focus your infrastructure, focus your feed types, and most importantly, focus your mindset. You aren't constantly wondering why your meat birds aren't getting big or why your egg birds aren't laying. You have clarity. You know exactly what every beak on your farm is for. Imagine the shift in your daily chores when you stop fighting the biology of your animals. Imagine walking into the coop and knowing that every ounce of feed you scatter is being converted into exactly what you need, with zero waste. You see the heavy, broad-breasted birds in their tractor, growing so fast you can almost see it happening, knowing that in just a few weeks, your freezer will be stocked for the entire winter. And then you look over at your sleek, agile layers, birds that barely eat a handful of grain because they are so busy foraging, yet they never miss a day in the nesting box. This is the vision of a high-functioning homestead. It isn't about having one bird that does everything. It's about having a system where every piece does its job perfectly. You aren't a victim of the dual-purpose trap anymore. You are a manager of excellence. You've moved past the romanticized struggle and into the professional reality of food production. Your birds are healthier, your costs are lower, and your dinner table is actually full. So, here is your zero-cost task for today. I want you to go out to your coop with a notebook. Look at your birds, truly look at them. If you have those middle-of-the-road breeds, calculate exactly how many months they've been eating your feed and how many eggs you've actually gathered this week. Do the math, even if it hurts. Because once you see the numbers, the myth dies and your real journey begins. Next time, we are going to dive into the world of invisible infrastructure. The things you don't realize are breaking your farm until it's too late, and how to fix them before the first frost hits.